Hogan Gidley, Trump's strong economy allows him to take on China. By Robert Krajicek on August 29, 2019. The reason Donald Trump is able to take on China directly now is because our economy is so good based on all of the policies that he has enacted, said Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley in a Wednesday interview on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe. President Donald Trump continues to move forward and do things that the entrenched status quo bureaucrats have refused to act on for decades and decades, said Gidley, adding, it's more than having a new sheriff in town in Donald Trump. It's someone who moves at the speed of business. He wants to get things done and accomplished for the American people. And it shouldn't be shocking that he wants to accomplish some of the things he promised he would do when he ran for office and, frankly, that the American people voted for. Listen. Gidley added, only in Washington, D.C., would they be shocked or surprised when a candidate runs for office, tells the American people, here's what I'm going to do, and then actually does it when he gets into office. Only here is that some type of anomaly. In the business world, you have to come through on your promises. In politics, you can just spend all your career talking about it and not getting anything done. This precedent is different. Improvements to America's economy under Trump's stewardship offered the White House greater leverage in ongoing trade negotiations with China, assessed Gidley. The reason he's able to take on China directly now is because our economy is so good based on all of the policies that he has enacted, Gidley stated. We are growing at rates we've never seen before. More people are employed and have jobs. Millions of people are off of food stamps. African American unemployment, Hispanic American unemployment, Asian American unemployment are at all-time lows. Women are employed at record numbers, and we're seeing consumer confidence that we haven't seen. Gidley went on, people are spending more. People are saving more. People are making more. And there are better jobs out there for them because of things this president has done. When it comes to China, the fact is, our economy is one of the few on the planet that is actually succeeding, remarked Gidley. So many others are in free fall. So many others are struggling right now. But ours isn't, and the time is now. If we're ever going to strike a good trade deal with China, it's got to be done, and this president is the one who can do it. Left-wing and Democrat-aligned news media outlets wish to harm America in pursuit of political advantage, determined Gidley. The media has been invested in the destruction of this president and, by extension, the destruction of the American economy and other things since the election, assessed Gidley. They lied about Russia. They lied about racism, and now they're lying about a recession despite the fact that all the evidence is to the contrary. They want these things to be true. Gidley continued. You would have thought that if any sitting president, Republican or Democrat, independent, man, woman, white, black, doesn't matter, if that person was proven not to be working with a foreign government to undermine this country's election, everyone would have come out and cheered about it. The Democrats didn't. In fact, they're doubling down and tripling down on the lie. The same applies to this recession. They want the bad outcome to be true because they don't have anything else to run on as it relates to Donald Trump. Gidley added, they can't push their agenda of open borders because it's unpopular. They can't push infanticide. They can't push a Green New Deal. They can't push making America socialist. They can't push reversal of all the good economic trends by raising your taxes and taking more of your money. They can't push those things. They want a complete socialistic, communistic takeover of your healthcare system, stripping it away from every American citizen who has it, hundreds of millions of those who want to keep it. They can't run on that. So instead, they're going to continue to push false narratives and phony narratives from now, I guess, until Election Day. Gidley mocked unspecified news media figures framing themselves as brave for their hostility towards Trump. I don't even know how to address the fact that the media who ask questions of a president call themselves brave for doing so in a country that allows them to do so, declared Gidley. It's not brave if the First Amendment protects your right to ask these questions. Go to one of these other countries where they don't have a First Amendment and then try to be brave, quote unquote, and then see what happens. You're allowed to ask the president tough questions. You're allowed to come in here and ask members of his staff on the press team tough questions. It's not brave for you to do that here. It's your job. We allow you to do that under the Constitution and First Amendment to our great Constitution. Breitbart News daily broadcasts live on Sirius XM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.